Well, Dr. Will Cranford, one of the things that you do personally is to go on mission trips to countries that do not have facilities like we have in America, Nicaragua, El Salvador. What is it like to try to do what you do here so well in the United States in a country like that that does not have the kinds of facilities we have here?
It's definitely a challenge. You know, here we've got nice x-ray machines and big motor units, but there we're, you know, working out of barns or more often church facilities, and we basically have an air compressor that runs our handpieces and then extract, taking teeth out. You just need a pair of forceps and a couple other instruments. Don't need too much. Just trying to help these people get out of pain and keep their teeth a little longer.
And I would imagine that a lot of these people that you're seeing in countries like Nicaragua and El Salvador, they're so thankful just to have a dentist come and help them out.
Yeah, they really are. It's just interesting to see things that we take for granted. They really appreciate, and someone that can help them come to a community that has maybe never seen a dentist before. You know, I don't think I'm making the world for that person by fixing a few teeth, but if I can just help them a little bit and improve their lives, I've done my job.
And of course, it certainly makes you appreciate what a wonderful world we live in this country.
That's true. We do live in a great country, but there's also a lot of need here. Dr. Elizabeth and Dr. Bill and myself, we partner with York County Free Partners in Dentistry and help some underserved areas in our community as well. It's just, we've been given a lot, and it's a good opportunity to give back.
Dr. Will Cranford, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next edition of Cranford Dental Opens Up here on WRHI Radio. To learn more about modern dentistry, go online to cranforddental.com.